universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. There's something in each one of us that likes to put things together, and it varies from person to person. Some people like to bake or cook, and so what they're putting together is a wonderful meal or item that they can enjoy. Some people knit. I cannot believe some of the knitting and crocheting I see from people, and I just don't know how they do that. I personally like to build things with my hands with wood, kind of a carpenter, I suppose you'd say. And so I enjoy that. And I know some people go, how can you do that? There's one thing, especially we who are blind and visually impaired, have a trouble putting things together. I have right here in front of me a box, and it is a 500-piece puzzle. 500 pieces jigsaw puzzle. And I'm just playing with the pieces. My gosh, there are so many pieces. And not only are they tiny and small, but believe it or not, there is a picture on both sides of this jigsaw puzzle. And I know some people love to do jigsaw puzzles, but in order to do them, generally speaking, you got to see the picture to put it together. Now, of course, with some of the smaller ones, even if you're blind or visually impaired, it can be done because they're in such a shape that it's not a problem. You start with the outside frame with the straight line, and then you work your way in. But when it is so small like this, and the pieces are, some of them, these are identical to each other, you really need the picture. Well, you know, in church last week, I heard a reading about a guy who wanted to put it together. Well, not actually, everybody thought he had it together. It was a rich young man, and he came and knelt at Jesus' feet and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Everybody thought he had it all together because it was believed, boy, if you were rich and wealthy and healthy, you had it all. God was blessing you and wasn't taking anything away from you, so you had it all together. But, you know, Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good." And then he quotes commandments. And the man said, "Well, I've done all these." And Jesus said, "Well, then go sell everything you have and give it to the poor." Jesus didn't quote all the Ten Commandments. He didn't quote Numbers 9 and 10 about coveting. The man went away very sad because he had so much wealth. He was trying to put it together, buying his way to heaven, and he couldn't do it. And he knew it. And, you know, I think no matter who we are, somewhere in life it happens that it comes unraveled, whether it be because of a disability, because of loss of job, or a family breakup, or you name it. Even those who, from the outside, look like they got it all together, they don't. Somewhere, somehow, life will fall apart. And that's why this man went to Jesus asking about eternal life, because he knew there was more than this life. He realized and looked around and saw that things were not always together, and even as much as he could put it together, there were pieces that just weren't fitting. He asked the wrong question, though, or he didn't hear what Jesus actually said. It's a challenge to us. Jesus said, "Only God is good. Why'd you call me good?" Basically, he was actually saying, "Do you believe I'm God?" And that's really the question for us, I suppose you could say. Do we believe Jesus is God? If we do, then he's clearly stated how we have eternal life by his death on the cross and trusting in that he took away our sins. But that's how life is then put together as well, by trusting that he will do it, not us. And so when life is falling apart like a jigsaw puzzle, we know that we actually are in his hands. the hands of Jesus, and that he will ultimately put it together for us. And while this life is falling apart, I hate to say it, but while it's falling apart, and there are times it does, and ultimately it will for all of us, we are in his hands, and we know that his hands hold all the pieces, and he knows the picture, both on the top side and the bottom side. He's seen the bad side of us, the bottom side. He knew what he was getting into when he died for it. But he was looking at the top side, what he was redeeming, and how he would remake you and me when we trust in Jesus. And that's the picture he's always looking at. The one of his dear friend, you and me. We are called friends. And Jesus is good because he is good to us. Thank you, Jesus, for being good. Not only good, but great. Fantastic, because you're the best friend of all. You took our spot to forgive us. And you have promised to walk with us and put things together, even when they're falling apart. Because you see the bigger picture, the far bigger picture, that stretches into eternity. And that's where you've said you're going to make it all good and right. But you've even said you're going to make things good and right here. Maybe not for our good, but for heaven's good. Using our lives to help others know about you. Be with us and bless us. Help us to see that bigger picture. And help us to live towards that bigger picture, the one on the top side, that you see all the time. How you love us and forgive us, and that we are your children. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Love to hear from you. Drop me a note. Tell me how life is going, and whether it's together or falling apart. I'm happy to listen, and if I can be of help, I will. Write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net, or just respond to this email, or the simpler way is info@not-alone.net. That gets to me as well. Have a great day. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.